Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, hey, how's it going, Pharrell? I love your show, man. I love listening to you. You're great.
Thanks, bro.
Love your takes.
Thanks, man.
But I do have one take of my own that might surprise you. I think Aaron Rodgers is slightly better than Tom Brady.
Why? And, why?
Hear me out, okay? So Tom Brady is a system quarterback that can sit in the pocket real well and make reads to where Aaron Rodgers can do that, but also expand the game to where he can move out of the pocket, hit people on the fly with the knee brace on.
All right, so tell me this. Let me get this right. So one guy is just a pocket passer, so his game is limited, is what you're suggesting to me, and not so many words.
Slightly.
Okay.
Slightly.
Okay, okay. So how is it then that he just stands in a pocket and then wins five Super Bowls? Five Super Bowls. And now let me ask you this, too. Let me throw this on top of that.
Okay.
Every single year, he is given an entirely new roster. I mean, it's almost like every guy has been replaced. He's never had the same team once. He just constantly, they're just moving pieces one after the next every season. He doesn't just play with the same guys, and he just still, it doesn't matter who they put in there, he still goes to Super Bowls and wins them.
And the answer to that to you, Pharrell, is system. He's in a perfect system to where these guys go in and out in a system.
All right, so if they're so, so in other words, Rodgers is doing all of this on his own because their system is so bad in Green Bay. You're making no sense to me at all. So I have to say this. He also won the game last night by running the ball in from 5 yards out. So he also can't run either, but he ran for the winning touchdown. Listen, you and Shep should go out for some soup and talk about how great Aaron Rodgers is, because he is great, but he's not better than that guy.
No soup for you.
It's simple. This is not some sophisticated, it's like you're talking about the offense. He's in a system. No, he's great, and they're in a system. How's that sound? They're in his system. His system is what wins. His arm is what wins. His smarts, his vision, his reads, his looking off receivers and then hitting guys. It's simple. To me, you could argue till the cows come home, and I'm still going to say one guy has five Super Bowls. I don't care who he plays with. And the other guy has one, and I don't care who he plays with. It's simple. If he's so great, how come he's only won once? And then you're going to blame all the other players, right? Okay, well, then I'm going to blame all the other players that don't matter on the Patriots that he still wins with. They don't even matter. Like, he's got so many guys, Hogan and all these other guys. They don't even matter. They don't even matter, and he still wins. It does not matter who they put in there because he's so great. Listen, the last thing I want to do today is spend my entire day talking about Tom Brady. I want to stick my eyeballs out of my face and step on him with my tennis shoes, okay? I don't want to talk about this guy all night, but he is better. That's it. There is no one on the face of the earth that works in the NFL that is an insider in the NFL, like an executive. If I did a survey right now, I'm sure there'd be people that would pick Rodgers. But at the end of the day, I think the heavy decision would be made on if every person in the NFL was asked a simple question, who's a better quarterback? Tom Brady would win. And you know why? Because they would say he's got five Super Bowl rings. That's it. These guys play for two reasons. Really, one, money and allegedly rings. They are judged by rings, not by money. Because Aaron Rodgers is making more money than Tom Brady. But it's, you're judged by your rings, right? That's it. That's it. That's all they ever talk about. When you are in the NFL and you are finished playing, you will be considered allegedly, possibly for the Canton and the Hall of Fame, right? And when you're judged for the hallowed halls in Canton, it's all about numbers. It's all about stats, right? And it's all about rings and it's all about MVPs and everything else. And that guy has got more than anyone. So that's that. End of subject. There's just, it's to me, it's like, it's a ridiculous argument even. It's night and day. I mean, if the guy won another one, I'd be like thrilled for you in this argument. But he's got four more to win before he catches this guy. This guy, Brady, will go down as the greatest quarterback who ever lived. And he was a sixth-round draft pick. And he was fat. He had, like, baby blubber. He was nobody. No one thought anything of him when he was in Michigan. They really didn't, right? No one ever thought he was going to be a superstar. No one. And they have somehow been able to manipulate that situation into multiple Super Bowls. I mean, they've won five. They've been to, how many have they been to now, Mafia? Like 11 times they've been to this thing? I mean, I'm so sick of it.
Brady's eight.
What?
I'm pretty sure Brady's been there. Him specifically, I think he's been there eight. I think he's 5-3.
Right. But in the franchise, been
11.
Multiple. 11. I mean, that's insane. The fact that he's played in eight Super Bowls is crazy. It's almost like the Pharrell Ballers. We've played in, I think, it's 13, right? It's 13 finals. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. We're 8-5 in championships.
Who's the Tom Brady of that league?
Oh, well, it isn't me, but...
Well, Pharrell, by the way, I'm not disagreeing with anything you're saying. You can't make an argument that Rodgers, Breeze, Favre, Manning, any of those guys can hold a candle to Tom Brady. You get no argument from me or anybody with a brain there. All I think that people are trying to say is
that Aaron Rodgers is better.
No. Oh, okay, Pharrell.
That's what you're trying to say. Okay, There's no other way of looking at it.
Quick question for you. In 93... when the Niners got rid of Joe Montana and sent him off to the Chiefs, right?
Right.
Can you make an argument that at the time it made sense because Steve Young, based on age, based on wear and tear, was better at that particular time, even though nobody in their right mind would say that Steve Young was as good as Joe Montana overall legacy-wise?
So let me get this straight. You're asking me, was Steve Young better than Joe Montana?
When they got rid of Joe Montana, I believe it was 1992.
Right. He wasn't better.
Okay, so they made a mistake?
I don't know if they made a mistake because Joe Montana was clearly at the end of his rope. So I think that there was, hang time there, and it was time to make a change. The writing was on the wall that it was going to happen. It was inevitable. So this happens all the time. Same thing with Rodgers and Favre. The writing was on the wall.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.